Hello, my name is Lily Chaudhry, and you're listening to Happiness Now, Secrets to Success from the East and West. This podcast is all about empowering us to achieve happiness and success in every aspect of our life, and we'll look at the wisdom that's found in different cultures about this topic. These talks are based on the works of Gautam Ali Shah. He's a renowned teacher, trainer, motivational speaker based in Lahore, Pakistan. In today's episode, we're going to talk about finding our direction in life. We all want progress in our life. We all want to get ahead, but we have to make sure that we're headed in the right direction before we start moving. So today we're going to take a look at some of the world's popular philosophies on this topic, and we'll look at a few quick exercises we can do to get some quick and fast answers about finding our direction in life. The Chinese philosopher Lu Zhao said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step." And that's true, but as important as it is to take that first step, it's even more important to know where we're going in the first place. What's our direction in life? Where are we headed? Where do we want to go? Mahatma Gandhi said, "Speed is irrelevant if you're headed in the wrong direction." John F. Kennedy said, "Efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction." But discovering our direction isn't that simple. We're never really taught this, and there's no real clear-cut way to find it. Sometimes it takes a huge tragedy or difficulty in our life to make us realize we're headed in the wrong direction, and it helps direct us in the right way. Or for some of us, like myself, it takes a long time for us to even realize that we need a direction in our life. Life is full of twists and turns, and we all find ourselves in situations and places that we can't even imagine. But we still have that power to make our journeys smoother, easier, and a bit more according to our design. But as it says in Proverbs 16:9, we can make our plan, but the Lord determines our steps. So let's look at some well-known theories about making this plan, finding our direction in life. Imam Ghazali was a Persian theologian, philosopher, author, and mystic. He lived about 1,000 years ago. He's been called the most influential Muslim to live after the Prophet Muhammad. And he's credited with bringing together Orthodox Islam and Sufism with his teachings and his writings. Ghazali preached that our mind, body, and soul are three different things that motivate our actions. So the direction of our lives are set by these three things. Gautam Ali Shah says that in a detailed, shorter version of Ghazali's famous book, The Revival of the Religious Sciences, which in its full version is about 6,000 pages, the condensed book, The Alchemy of Happiness, delves deep on the relationship between the mind, body, and soul, and our success and happiness in life. Ghazali further divides self into two aspects, an inward self and an outward self. He says that by understanding these aspects, it'll help us determine our direction in life. So we can start by doing some self-analysis. Are our actions being motivated by our outward self or our inner self? Our outward self has its own needs, bodily needs, like food, water, air, shelter, and so on. And our inner self has more complex needs, but they are the pure part of our beings. So Ghazali says our soul contains our true nature. But we start becoming detached from our true nature when the soul is overcome by our bodily or outer needs. He says that to be happy and know our direction, we need to become true to our spirits that are pure. However, our spirits are rusted by evil passions like anger or jealousy. But once we purify our spirits from these passions and follow God's path, our spirits will start reflecting the light of God, and that will reveal our true nature. So again, Ghazali suggests that to know which direction to head in life, we have to identify the origin of our motivations to do the things that we do in life, and then to purify our motives if needed. So let's look at an example. Let's say we decide we want to help out at our local church or temple or community center. Let's say there's some kind of food or donation drive. And we really want to help. We want to make a difference to some less fortunate families through this donation drive. But then we realize there are other people doing more than what we're doing, and we're not getting seen or heard on this project. And we might start to feel some anger or jealousy or envy. Here, our outer self is taking over our inner self. And it's at this point where Ghazali said that we start to lose our true direction, and that in order to find it, we have to get rid of these outer motivations and go back to our inner true self. In this case, our original direction was to help, and that's where we need to get back to. So this was just a tiny bit of what Ghazali has written on this topic, and it gets way deeper and way more complicated. But now let's look at a more practical approach. Tony Robbins, probably the most famous motivational speaker and life coach there is today, has many talks and books that can help a person figure out their life's direction. And one of his ideas is called RPM, the Rapid Planning Method. And it's a system of thinking. And one of the results that's expected is that it'll help train us to think in an entirely new way, making us focus on what's truly important to us in life. And it'll end up helping direct us to where we should be going. And it claims to give extraordinary results and personal fulfillment. And I'm quoting directly from his website. The RPM system causes you to first focus on what you want, the results that you're committed to achieving in your life, before you figure out what you need to do. You then design all of your activity around making progress toward achieving what you want. So basically, it means we shouldn't be writing our to-do list before we know the direction we're going to take. Robin says whether they are aware of it or not, people who achieve fulfillment in life have some sort of RPM plan. They consistently focus on three things to produce results in their lives. The first one he lists is they know what they want, the target or result that they're after. Number two, they know why they want it, the compelling purpose that gives them the drive to follow through. And number three, they know how to make it happen. They have a map or massive action plan that is flexible to get them there. And it goes on to say that you will learn to think about and use these three components whenever you use the RPM system. I was actually thinking this was something I was going to have to buy through his website, this RPM system, and it would cost a ton of money. But to my pleasant surprise, it's free. Well, at least you get a free RPM worksheet. And it's there on the TonyRobbins.com website. It's like a worksheet with questions that you have to answer, and then you end up with an action plan to follow. So that seems like a pretty logical way to find some answers. It's a bit time-consuming, but it's pretty straightforward, and it's easy to understand. Oh, and one other thing that Robbins preaches on this topic is this. If you want to be successful, find someone who has achieved the results you want and copy what they do, and you'll achieve the same results. Okay, so those are two ways Tony Robbins has given us to find our direction in life. Okay, now we're going to go back a bit to spirituality again, but this time it's a well-known Western philosopher of our time. Eckhart Tolle is a best-selling author and one of the best-known popular spiritual teachers in the U.S. today. He was born in Germany. He was educated in England. And at 29, he says he had a profound inner transformation. And he ended up spending the next few years taking an intense inward journey. While he was in London, he began to work with individuals and small groups of people as a counselor and spiritual teacher. In 1999, his book, The Power of Now, made its debut in America, and since it has been translated into 33 languages. In 2008, he did 10 live webinars with Oprah, which shot up his popularity, of course. Anything Oprah touches is gold. And several of his books have sold millions of copies to date. He's now 69 years old, and he spends most of his time traveling the world teaching his philosophies. Okay, so on finding direction in life, he writes, and this is an excerpt from one of his papers, and keep in mind, he's the author of a book called The Power of Now. So I think that just gives us a clue into what he's getting at here. So he says, spend several days pondering this question all through the day. What am I making most important in my day right now? You may be very surprised by what you find. Be honest with yourself and write down what you learn. Notice also how you feel about these most important things that you fill your days with. How satisfying and fulfilling are they? How many unnecessary activities are unsatisfying to you? And take special note of those. They are the activities you want to drop altogether. As you do, you will free up time and inner space from which you can begin to contact and develop your sense of purpose. Your true purpose already exists. That's the good news. You do not have to create it, and it's not a matter of choosing it. Purpose is something you discover within yourself in the space of stillness. This is the only way you can find it, in your own stillness, not in a book or a workshop or in the analysis of your dreams. You must go within and be with yourself in stillness, and there you will discover the purpose that has been waiting for you all along. Okay, so those are three very different approaches to finding our direction in life. But you know, I think if we use any of these, we will find some answers. But I found a few very quick and easy exercises we can do anytime that may be a really fast way to get some deep answers. So I found these in a Huffington Post article by Ayodhi Awosika. I picked up a few of his ideas that he listed. I thought these are a great way for us to find our direction in life in just a few minutes. Okay, number one, interview and observe people who have already done what you want to do. That's kind of similar to the advice Tony Robbins gave us. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Just see who's got what we want and do the same thing to get it. So if we were to do this exercise, I would probably have to interview so many different people in so many different fields because I want to do so many different things. Well, maybe about 3 to 4 major things that I'd like to do career-wise, mom-wise, wife-wise, and in service or philanthropy as well. So I've got a lot of interviewing to do. Okay, exercise number two. And I love this next one. It really gives us a very quick view of what's inside of us. Okay, it's called creating a worldview statement, and it gives us a perception of how we see the world, which gives us some guidance on which direction we should be heading. And it goes something like this. All blank should blank. That's it. All blank should blank, and we fill in the blanks. So the author of this article said his statement would say, all people should build a life around their natural talents and strengths. And the first thing that came to my mind is, all children should have a good childhood. So I think I need to change my job and probably do something for children, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, come up with your own statement and see how that goes. Okay, number three, the third exercise, is called the airport test. Okay, it goes like this. So imagine it's 5 years from now and you run into an old friend of yours at the airport. And they ask you how you're doing and what you've been up to. So now let's imagine we've spent those last 5 years building our dream life. So what would our response be to our friend? So it's kind of like taking the five-year planning and twisting it around a bit. So I thought about this and I wrote down my answer. And it sounds as crazy as I hoped it wouldn't. Well, let's see. I would say to my friend, well, in the last 5 years, I've started a successful IT business and things are going great. At the same time, I've managed to start a successful project working with underprivileged children. And my marriage is now perfect and my kids do whatever I say. So that's my 5-year plan, I guess. Now I need to figure out how to do it. Okay, so today we talked about a few of the different philosophies that are out there regarding finding our direction in life. Whether we agree with Imam Ghazali or Tony Robbins or Eckhart Tolle or somebody else, finding our direction in life is an important thing that we all should take the time to focus on. Because slow progress in the right direction is better than rapid progress in the wrong direction. And if we don't have the time to really look into this, we can do some of those quick exercises that we listed that might help us find our way. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you've enjoyed our podcast, please share it with others. And please keep your comments and questions coming. You can message us on our website, www.happinessnowpodcast.com, or send us a message on Facebook. Until next time, I'm Lily Chaudhry. Please take care and take control.